USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has begun in Hanoi, Vietnam. The second time the two leaders have met face-to-face, and it began with Trump and Kim shaking hands and exchanging pleasantries this morning before they both briefly spoke to reporters. President Trump saying,
I thought the first summit was a great success, and I think this one hopefully will be equal or greater.
Meanwhile, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, will be in the spotlight back on Capitol Hill soon, as he'll testify at an open hearing of the House Oversight Committee. Cohen looking at prison time after pleading guilty to lying to Congress, tax fraud, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. The president saying his testimony will be lies, as he says Cohen is trying to reduce his prison time. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Seven major pharmaceutical company executives defending their pricing, arguing that any cuts to their high profits would jeopardize research and development. Here's more on yesterday's hearing from USA's John Clemens.
The prescription drug manufacturers claim legislative involvement in their pricing would stifle research of new innovative treatments. Senator John Cornyn of Texas said he was concerned about patents on certain drugs that last decades.
I support drug companies recovering a profit based on their R&D and their development of innovative drugs. But at some point, that patent has to end, that exclusivity has to end, so that the patients get access to those drugs at a much cheaper cost.
It's day five of the Oakland, California teachers strike, and the Oakland Education Association won't reveal if any headway has been made in negotiations, though its vice president says the Unified School District is to blame for the current budget issues. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
It was apparently a very busy 24 hours for an NFL owner last month. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Prosecutors in Florida now say New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft visited a massage parlor for sex on the day of the AFC Championship game. They say as they formally charged a 77-year-old billionaire with soliciting prostitution that he visited the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter for sex on the night before and the morning of the Patriots' AFC Championship victory over the Kansas City Chiefs last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers are demanding answers from the companies that report on your credit. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
CEOs from the nation's top three credit reporting bureaus are testifying before a House Financial Services Committee on Capitol Hill. This is all due to cybersecurity breaches that affected millions of Americans back in 2017. Ranking Republican member of North Carolina, Patrick McHenry, says the consumer credit reporting system is broken.
The reality today is that if you have a credit file, your information is probably on the dark web. That is a result of the Equifax data breach of last year.
Equifax CEO Mark Berger says the credit bureau is taking significant steps to protect your information.
Since the 2017 cybersecurity incident, Equifax has invested more than $80 million to assist impacted consumers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.